Okay, Anne Cleves, thanks for speaking to us this morning in the Imperial. Beautiful setting out the window. We can see the estuary, and it's a nice Sunday morning. And there's a special reason that you're joining us here today. Let's talk briefly, first of all, for those who haven't read The Long Call. The story goes in and out of various locations around North Devon and Barnstable and all these different places that we all know and love. There's a place called The Woodyard. Explain it to us.
Yeah, well, I was a kid here. I grew up here. And walking down Sticklepath Hill, I would go past the Shapland and Petter wood factory. And when I came back as an adult, it seemed really sad that nothing much was happening to it. It was just sort of rotting away. And it just popped into my head that it would be fabulous to turn it into a community centre and an arts centre and a place where people with learning disabilities could be. And I called it, in the book, The Woodyard. How astonishing that several years later I get contacted by these amazing group of women in Barnstable saying, we want to make a real woodyard. And we can't do it, obviously, on the grand scale that it is in the book. But they found premises and they've just made it work. They're like a powerhouse. You get a bunch of strong women together and anything can happen. And there will be a woodyard in Barnstable doing all those amazing things as in the book.
So we're here today to try and get this ball rolling, to get the whole project started. But it can't happen without the community getting behind it, can it?
Absolutely not. We need everybody here. We're here to ask people to donate what they can, their time, their skills, maybe some building materials. Just come and be part of this astounding project just as it starts. And I can't wait to meet you all and to thank you for everything that you're going to do.
We've had a few meetings about it beforehand, and what surprised me already is that there are people coming forward saying, well, yes, I'll use it, and my group would love to use it. So it's obviously needed in this area.
I think so. I think the idea of a real community hub that might host a community choir or a reading for wellbeing group or a place where people with adults with learning disabilities can come and just hang out or cook or look after other people. I think we need at the moment that sense of people coming together, feeling a part of the community and sharing their skills and their enthusiasms. And that's what the Woodyard will do.
What's it feel like for you as well, knowing that this is going to come to life? Because obviously when you wrote the book, you didn't presume that this would happen further down the line. And to see this becoming a reality, what's that like for you?
You know, last night I was in the Sheldonian in Oxford talking to 650 people, and that gave me a bit of a buzz, but nowhere near as much of a buzz as thinking that the Woodyard is going to happen here in Barnstable. It's what a legacy, what a fantastic thing to be a part of. And for me, of course, it's easy. I live up in northeast England. I can't be here plasterboarding walls or painting doors, but I am so proud and so thrilled that there are people who are willing to do that.
And as you say, you don't live locally anymore, but what is that draw that keeps bringing you back to North Devon then? Why do you love it so much?
Mostly it's my best mate, Sue, who I've known since we were 11 or 12.
It's all Sue's fault.
It's all Sue's. But she's part of the committee now. She's one of the trustees, and she worked with adults with a learning disability for the whole of her career. So she's got that special insight and that special skill. And there are other people. There's a lawyer, and there are people who understand how charities work and people who are really, really good at fundraising. And the council are really behind us too. So I can't wait. I really want to be here for the opening party. I can't wait.
Can you imagine what that's going to be like on that day when it's all finally finished and ready to go?
It's going to be stunning. I can't wait to be here. And a big shout out to my publisher, Pam McMillan, and my publicist, Emma, because they've really got behind it too by donating books and Emma, giving Emma's very valuable PR time to the project. So
it all brings us back to reading, doesn't it, and the importance of sharing stories.
It is. This is an inspirational story. And mostly it's down to Naomi and her team, who just came up with the fabulous idea and asked, would you mind? Would I mind? I'd be absolutely delighted to have a real woodyard in Barnstable, and I can't wait to be a part of it, to come along and be there eating the cakes that some of the people have made, and sharing a bit of a laugh with everyone and listening to their stories, because it is all about, well, it all comes back to story in the end.
And finally then, you can put your plea out now to anybody listening to this who hasn't been able to come to the event to launch the project. Why should people get involved with the Woodyard? Why should they give their time, their materials, perhaps their money as well? Why should people get involved with this?
Because you'll have a brilliant time. Just come along and be a part in at the beginning of something very, very special that people will be using and talking about for years and years to come. Your kids will appreciate it. Your mums will appreciate it, because they might be popping in for afternoon tea if they're a bit lonely and a bit sad. So come along and make it happen.